John F. Kennedy Library President's Office Files. Presidential Recordings Collection. Tape number 69, Reel 1. There are no excisions. For additional information, please see recording log number 69.
When do you go back to New York? I was prepared to. Democrats have been manning it.
Trying to take that much investment and basically just overcome the inertia and get up that even this result.
Well, all I wanted now really was a quick review of this paper and see if it's on the track that you all thought about. And in the event that we disagree and file separate papers, the questions on this one, there is the phrase nuclear warheads, which is a substitution for nuclear weapons. The nuclear weapons phrase was mined to include aerial bombs. I don't care whether we don't now, we don't include them. They have said that they have removed them, and I thought it was well to hold you that promise.
Why don't we say weapons?
I think I'm better.
Would you prefer it, Alan?
I do, but Jack McCoy prefers warheads. It's not because weapons makes them more comprehensive word now.
Yeah.
Now, the next thing on page one is the last paragraph of the last sentence, the first paragraph. This is, if you recall, we reserved the right if we proceeded by a disagreement to include other matters. This is one of the things that Khrushchev has committed himself to, but it was not included in the agreement. The Soviet Union may want to take this out. If it does, I think we could cover it by a letter from the president to Khrushchev.
I don't think we should stick on this personally. I don't think we can. You see, his only commitment here is in private correspondence, and it's not at all that flat, as I recall.
Probably will have luck with this because it's included in the Cuban Declaration and is submitted to the Utah.
That's interesting.
Which means obviously.
We think it's worthwhile putting it in and seeing if we can
we can certainly play around with it.
Cuba probably won't hold it until one. Page two, they will complain about the word conflict. We think the word's proper, and I think it's largely a question of translation into the Russian. They take the position, of course, that it wasn't contemplated because Khrushchev said, with the consent of Cuba, we say this doesn't say that either with or without consent, but it was clearly contemplated that there be ground inspection.
Pretty mild words, not understood.
I think we can stick to that and perhaps prevail on it. We might have
to use the word for understood.
Paragraph 2, a procedure was arranged between the USSR and the U.S. for substantial verification. They don't like the word substantial because they claim we had total verification. I would yield on it myself and just say for verification at sea, as we put in. Any objection to that?
I wouldn't fight.
Next paragraph on the...
I agree with Rob. I'd take it out now.
Take it out?
It's not worth the angle. If we put it in and take it out, the history isn't as good as if we leave it there.
Very well. Now, in the next one on the order flights, the sentences we have in now is pretty strong. It could be interpreted to include things in addition to the order flights. That is to say, all necessary means of observation. I think Tommy has a feeling that should be rewritten to say the United States feels compelled to employ whatever means of observation and verification which it deems necessary. Is that right, Tommy?
I would like to continue to employ the means of observation and verification which it has found necessary, which would make it clear that it was nothing worse than what we've been doing.
Well, that might be pretty good. The United States feels compelled to continue to employ.
Is compelled.
Is compelled. To continue to employ.
The means of observation and verification it has found necessary.
Commits no aggressive acts because they say that leaves us with the power of unilateral decision.
Well, we'll fall back to acts of aggression, but that's about as far as we can go.
the peace and security of the hemisphere language.
Well, I of course think that's better, but they didn't
say like that even less.
Let's go back for just a second to this last thing. I think it's important that the idea of the means of its own is an important shading on this, it seems to me. Because it points more clearly to what we're doing.
Well, you don't draw the means of observation.
One objection to that, and that cuts out the OAS.
Why is the avatam important, George? I mean, it's clearly incorporated by reference to history. That's what we have found necessary. It means a lot. How is radically changed commits no aggressive acts?
Well, around this one,
I'd prefer to try that one a while. I think the difficulty with acts of aggression is that it could be taken to mean sort of formal border crossing by large organized units. We need, for domestic purposes, to be able to say that this prevents raiding expeditions and subversive activities and things of that sort.
Well, of course, they say it. You could say that a speech by Che Guevara is an aggressive act.
We are stuck
you
with...
Can say whether you can say virtually anything. In other words, you have the unilateral right to determine what constitutes aggressive if we leave it this way.
Any way you put it, though, that's going to be true.
The other way of doing this would be just to incorporate the press conference, which is rather broader in its language, without repeating it. Now that, I think, would be acceptable from our point of view. We then just prefer everybody back to the press conference who fusses on this, and that language is what's used. Since this is a disagreed statement, I don't see that we should let them... A lot would depend to me how much I'd give on this, on what the tone of their disagreed statement was.
Well, now, that's all right. I think we can take that position. I just wondered if there was any alternatives that anyone had suggested.
We know what they were. Peace and security is fine, but I think you find that the outcome less well.
That was Jack's
feeling,
I think.
I mean, the way it is, I
don't
really understand.
But I would be quite willing to, wouldn't you be willing to incorporate the press?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I think you could say the position of the president as stated at a press conference was that under conditions there stated, it was not the intention of the United States to invade Cuba.
Well, I'm
putting
in there a statement, though.
Do you need it?
I think that this helps us unreported views
become sort of alternative language that's maybe too soft. Southern Cuba itself does not commit aggression against the States. Russians do have it.
We used to have the language aggression against other nations of the Western Hemisphere, if you remember. And we softened that to acts of aggression, didn't we?
The Russians more, I think. Than
that. But the problem with using the word aggression at all is that there's much history on it, and it implies at least the need for an independent determination.
Aggression is not quite as good as we need for domestic fudge.
This is a fudge here.
Could we try this for a round and ask them what other language? It is important to bear in mind the press conference has a wider thing, something about aggressive purposes, and that Khrushchev told us he liked what the president said.
How do you intend to put that the press conference reference?
We've decided at the moment not to do that. Rod thinks right. It's important to have an integral document rather than incorporation by reference.
You could recite what he said.
You could do that.
You can certainly have the bare language of the 28th
of our statement. I'm sure that's all right. Have it here if we need it.
New in this literature.
That was what we asked the first one to go.
Yeah,
I think we can.
Do we need it? We don't really need that phrase.
I think you just put your period after apparatus in there.
I don't really think contemplating
all of them is open, all of them and launching apparatus. Period.
Here it is.
All of these. What is it refers to? Right. I don't think that makes sense. Not all of these.
Well, that's what the contemplated is supposed to
all
do.
Missiles,
all missile sites. All.
All missiles. All.
Either contemplated exchange.
No, you can't say
you
all.
Can't
all
do quite well.
That's all in the world. You haven't said SAM sites. That would be true. It hasn't removed all missiles.
No. Well.
Well, I think let's leave it for
discussion. Let's leave it for discussion, and we can rewrite it.
Now, one thing that seems to me is rather inartistic. Bottom of page 2. President of the United States returns his previous statement. Repeats his assurance that the United States has no intention of.
All that, but you can't really expect it when he gets back to the right and left bowers to do more than he did.